Good morning, and thank you very much for joining us. Today's daf is daf Ayin Tes. We were on Ayin Ches Amid Beis here in Masechet Pesachim. We dedicate our learning this week to be a merit, Lili Nishmas, Rav Yechiel Hillel, then Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Joel Danishevsky, Phil's father, who was a man who loved Torah, who lived Torah, breathe Torah. So may his neshama have an aliyah through the merit. And we were on Ayin Chesamid Beis. The Mishnah had said on Ayin Chesamid Beis, Mitmar Basar, if the meat of a carbon becomes tummy, let's say the meat of the carbon Pesach, which is supposed to be eaten, if it became tummy before the throwing of the blood, the chel of kayim, the fat of the carbon Pesach is still around. It's still tahor. So, since you can't have, now people can't eat the meat, and eating is the essence of carbon Pesach, eino zorek es hadam, then there's no throwing of the blood. However, nitma chel of abasar kayim, if the fat became tameh before the zrika, and the meat is still tar, then zorei kasadam, then you can throw the blood. Mukdashim and other karbanos, it's the exact opposite. Ain't no king. Other karbanos, the main thing is the throwing of the blood and the putting of the fats into the fire. So in other karbanos, even if the meat is inedible, because the meat has become tamei, so long as the fat is still tar, zorei kasadam, you can throw the blood. So then the Gemara said, I'm Rav Gidol Marav. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, even though the Mishnah said that when you have a carbon Pesach, whose meat is tameh and fat is tar, you shouldn't throw the blood. Rav said, if you threw the blood, hurtza, it would create atonement. Ask the Gemara, but you have to eat the carbon Pesach. Says the Gemara, according to Rav, achila is not ma'akev. So the Gemara says, how could Rav say achila? It's not ma'akev. There's a pasuk. Pasuk seems to say, ish lefi achlo tochosu. My answer is, Rav follows the view of Rav Nassan, and Rav Nassan holds that in Karban Pesach, you don't need to eat. You don't need to eat the Karban Pesach, but the Eved, just having the Karban Pesach thrown, the blood thrown on your behalf, already fulfills your obligation. So that led us into discussions of Rav Nassan, and that's what we were up to yesterday. In the wider lines, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 wide lines down. Says the Gemara, now that we have this idea of Rav Nassan, that the eating of the Karban Pesach is not ma'akev, you can get the credit for the Karban Pesach just by having the blood sprinkled on your behalf. Man Tana Laha de Tana Rabbana. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? The Braisa says, Arei Shehaya Chola B'Shah Shechita. If the person who brought the Karban Pesach was sick and unable to eat at the time of the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach, v'chalim b'shas rika, at the time of throwing the blood, he healed. Or v'chalim b'shas chita, he was healed at the time of the slaughter, v'chole b'shas rika, at the time of throwing the blood, he was ill and unable to eat. In these cases, ain't shochin b'zarkin alav. You do not slaughter and throw the blood on his behalf. He has to be healthy from the slaughtering through the throwing of the blood. You have to throw the blood on behalf of a person who's healthy, who's able to eat. Come on, so who's this price like? Name Rabbanani. Maybe it's only the Rabbanani. Below Rabbi Nassan, not Rabbi Nassan, because Rabbi Nassan holds you don't need to eat Karban Pesach. If you don't need to eat Karban Pesach, then you could be able to have the blood thrown on behalf of somebody who's sick also for Karban Pesach. Even though he can't eat. So the Gemara said, maybe not. Afilu to Rabbi Nassan. This price could even follow the view of Rabbi Nassan. This price could accord with the view of Rabbi Nassan who says you don't have to eat Karban Pesach. Well, you don't have to eat. Gavr l'chazi l'achilo b'ina. It has to be that the person is able to eat. The person on whose behalf the Karban Pesach is brought has to be someone who could eat, even though he doesn't actually need to eat. Ask the Gemara, man tam al hadatan rabban. Who's the Tana of the following Braisa? You learned in the Braisa. Shachto b'tara. He slaughtered the Karban Pesach in a state of purity. Then the owners of the Korban Pesach became Tame. So for the Shechita, everybody was Tohar. But now, before the Zrikas Hadam, before the throwing of the blood, the owners became Tame. The Braisa says, Yizra Kadam B'Tahara, have Kohanim who are Tohar throw the blood. Al Yochel Basar B'Tumah. You can't eat the blood, you can't eat the meat, because people are now Tame. So come on, who's this like? Amr Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar said, this is B'machlok Kishniyah, this is something which is disputed. This is Rabbi Nassan, this is the view of Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan holds you don't need to eat the Karban Pesach. So that's why even though the owner is now Tamim, he can't eat the Karban Pesach, you'd still throw the blood of the Karban Pesach. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, if you look at the Rabbanim, even according to the Rabbanim who hold that you do need to eat the Karban Pesach, they would agree to this law. Ach, my askinah, here what's the case when we said that people became Tamim, now they can't eat it. Not just the owners of the Korban Pesach who became Tameh, but Tzibur, we're talking about where the whole nation became Tameh. Let's say after the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, the Nasi, the leader of the nation, died, and everybody went to the Leviah. So before we got to do the Zrik, everybody became Tameh. So since it's Tzibur, it's a community, that's the whole topic of these Gemaros. Tumah Hutra bit Tzibur, Tumah Dehuya bit Tzibur. So now it's edible, even though people are Tameh. Even Tzibur, in second, if it's a community, and therefore it's edible, and this is following the view that you do need to eat the Korban Pesach. But the Braisa says you can't eat it because the people are now tummy. I understand. If everybody's tummy, and you could be able to eat, you would be able to eat it. The answer is, this is the view of the Rabbanan that hold you have to eat it. And the Zrik has to be on behalf of those who could eat it. Here, they could eat it because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. It's only Xavier Rabbanan that they can't eat it. It's the Dindra Rabbanan. As Phil pointed out yesterday, here it's a gzeira, here it's a decree. When do we say that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? When the Zrikas Hadam was done on behalf of the Karbanos, and at the time of the Zrika, everybody was Tameh. So here really, they'd be allowed to eat, because the Zrika, the Kapara of the Karban, was done in a state of Tumah, when it was allowed to be done in a state of Tumah, so they could also eat in a state of Tumah. But there's a gzeira, there's a decree not to allow them to eat. Maybe next year, the Shechita and the Zrika will be done in a state of Tahara. And only after the Zrika, the Nasi will die and everybody will go to the funeral. So if the carbon was brought to Tahara, now everybody becomes Tameh, then you can't eat. The honorable people are going to forget. They're going to say, Yishtake, last year, lo nitmenu, weren't we Tameh v'achan when we ate? Ashtanami nechel. Now also we should be able to eat. Lo yadi, they're not going to notice, they're not going to be careful to distinguish. Ishtakid last year, he's direct dambal and tameim havu. When we threw the blood, the owners were all tameh. The whole nation was tameh. So therefore, since it was brought bitzama, they could also eat it bitzama. Ashta, but now, balam torim havu. But now the owners are tahor. So since the owners are tahor, so they were tahor at the time the Zika Saddam, now they became tameh. They're not allowed to eat. And people are going to forget, they still eat. Therefore, they made a gzera that even when the tumah happened, prior to the Zrika, after the Shechita, don't eat. But basically, you should be able to eat. Since basically you should be able to eat, that's why the Karban can continue forward, even according to the view of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan holds you have a Karban without eating. Rabbanan holds you have to have eating. Here the Karban is considered to be able to have eating, because since the whole nation was Tameh, it is considered edible. All right, that completes the discussions of Rabbi Nassan. The reason why we got into Rabbi Nassan was because Rav said that even though the Mishnah says that if the meat is tameh, don't throw the blood, but if you threw the blood, the carbon would still work. So he said, how could the carbon work? People can't eat the meat. The answer is, Rabbi Nassan, you don't need to eat the meat. He was saying, well, I can give you another answer. Rav, who said that in the Mishnah, b'di'evit, if you threw the blood of a carbon Pesach, whose meat has become tameh, the Pesach is kosher against what? That's his chiddush on the Mishnah. Rav, damar, Rabbi Yeshua. Rav is following the view of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that you don't need to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach to get credit for the Korban Pesach. The Zan is going to advise Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "All as vachem shebet Torah, all karbanos, v'chidin ma'basa v'chelup kayim." Whether the meat of the Korban became tameh before the Zrika, and the fat is still tahor, or bein shenit machelev, or the fat that goes into the mizbeach, that goes into the fire of the mizbeach, became tameh ubasar kayim, and the meat is still tahor. In both of those cases, orikas adam, you can throw the blood. according to Yeshua, you can throw the blood as long as it's going to accomplish something. So if the blood is going to be matir the basar, it's going to permit your meat to be eaten. Or if the throwing of the blood is going to be matir the chaylev, will permit the fat for haktara, then you can throw the blood. Exceptions, though, are nazir, the shlamim of a nazir, ba'osa pesach, and somebody bringing a karban pesach. These karbanos, there is a need for tahara. In these karbanos, nitma, chaylev, ubasar kayim. These karbanos, if the fat became tameh, as long as the meat is still tahor, zori kasadam, you can throw the blood, and nitma basar v'chaylev kayim. But if the meat is tameh, so now you're not going to be able to eat the meat of the karban pesach or of the shalmei nazir. Even if the fat is still tahor, in zori kasadam, you can't throw the blood. And here's the key part that we're interested in. The imzarak, if a person does throw the blood of a Pesach whose meat is tameh, or the Shalmei Nazir whose meat is tameh, because the eating is not really an absolute requirement, it's not ma'akev. That's what Rav is saying in the Mishnah. However, when we talk about if the meat became tameh, you still throw the blood. And nitma balan de meis, if the owner of the Karban Pesach becomes Tamei Meis, Lo Yizrok, you shouldn't throw the blood. Bim Zarak, if after the Shechita, the owner of the Karban Pesach became Tamei, Lo Hurtza, the throwing of the blood is not going to work. In other words, according to Rabbi Yoshua, you don't need to actually eat it. The meat can be Tamei, so it's not going to be edible. But the person who's bringing the carbon has to be somebody who could be able to eat. So therefore, if the person becomes tamei with tumas meis, then you can't throw the blood. But if the meat becomes tamei, you can still throw the blood. So Rabbi Yoshua, so Rav, who said, Mishnah says, if the meat is tamei, don't throw the blood. But if you have it, if you throw it, Rav added, but if you have it, if you throw the blood, it works. I mean, that's following the view of Rabbi Yoshua. Also, if you have it, you can throw the blood on behalf of a Karban Pesach whose meat is inedible, so long as the person bringing it is somebody who could be eating Karbanos. The Mishnah went on to say, in other Karbanos it's not that way, because in other Karbanos the main thing is what goes on the Mizbeach, the blood and the fats that go into the fire. And therefore, in other Karbanos, if you do the Shechitza B'Tzahara, then the meat became Tameh, as long as the fat is tar, you would go on and do the Zrika. Says the Gemara, what's the implication though? That if both the meat and the fat are tameh, then you don't go on with the Zrika. Masnisimani, who's the Mishnah? Rabbi Yoshua, that's the view of Rabbi Yoshua. You only throw the blood if the blood is going to be mati or something, it's going to permit something. But if the throwing of the blood is not going to permit the fat to go into the fire, because it's already tameh, it's not going to permit the meat to be eaten, because the meat is tameh, then you do not throw the blood. Well, karbanos, if you still have a kazayas, an olive worth of meat that people could eat, or an olive worth of fat that could still go into the fire, sorry, kasadam, then you can throw the blood. The pasuk says, you're going to perform your ola for meat and blood. So therefore, if there's no meat at all, then you don't throw blood. When you have a kezias of meat left, you have meat, and then you can throw the blood. What happens if you have kechatzi zayas basar? You have half an olive worth of meat that's around, a kechatzi zayas chelev, and half an olive worth of fat that's around. Can you combine what'll go into the altar with what will be eaten? No, you cannot. An ein zorik hasadam, you can't throw the blood. However, a carbon ola, if what you have is a carbon ola, and you have half a kezias of meat and half a gazayas of fat, that's still not tame, that's still tar. Then apilu kachati zayas basu kachati zayas chelov zorik hasadam. And even if you have half an olive of meat and half an olive of fat, you could throw the blood. Neshakula kalil. The entirety of the ola is burned, and since the entirety of the ola is burned, the fat which is burned is like the meat which is burned, and you can throw the blood. Asks the Gemara, says Rabbi Yoshua further, v'mincha, if you have a meal offering, avo pisha kula kayemes, even if it is all tahor, lo yisro, that you still cannot throw the blood. Where do you throw bloods in a carbon mincha? Carbon mincha is flour and oil, and a fistful goes into the fire. There's no blood involved. Amrav Papa Papa explained what he means like this. Minchas nesachin. Together with the carbon ola, and together with the carbon shlamim, you bring fine flour mixed with oil, as well as wine. The wine gets poured in the mizbeach, and the mincha gets thrown into the fire. So that's the case. So together with your carbon ola, you slaughtered the carbon ola, and then some rodents fall on the carcass, so all the meat of the ola is now tameh. You haven't yet thrown the blood. The Kohen is walking the blood to the mizbeach. But the mincha, the flour, the oil, the wine, the libations, none of that has become tameh. So Yeshua says you can't throw the blood based on the mincha. Since the whole bringing of this flour and oil and wine is because of the carbon ola or because of the carbon shlamim, it's like the very body of the carbon zevach. So if it's like the body of the sacrifice, so if the meat of the sacrifice is no good, it got lost, it was burned, it became tameh, you still have sacrifice parts. You have the nesachim, you have the mincha. You can still throw the blood. That's the chiddush. No, you can only throw the blood to permit the chelev and the basar, not for the minchas nesachim. Says the Gemara, chelev minalat. How do we know that if you had some chelev left, the kazayas of chelev, you could still throw the blood? I'm Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Shum and Hananya. Rabbi Yochum said the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Some say it was the name of Rabbi Shum and Hananya. The pasuk says about throwing the blood of the shlamim. V'zarak ha-kohen es adam al mizbach Hashem. Pesach Ohel Moed, the Kohen is going to throw the blood on the Mizbeach of Hashem at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. V'hiktir achelev, and he'll put the fat into the fire, l'reach nichoach l'Hashem, to create a nice smell to Hashem. So the same pasuk, it says, v'zarak ha-Kohen, and it says, v'hiktir achelev. That's to say, you can be zorek just for the sake of the chelev. You can throw the blood just for the sake of putting the chelev into the fire. Afishein basa, even though you don't have any meat to eat anymore. Ashkan chelev, okay, so fine, you see that the chelev can permit you to throw the blood. Yoseres hakavrish de kloyos, what about the leftover of the liver? What about the two kidneys? You know, how do we know that they have the status of a kezayas? If a kezayas of them are left over at Betahara, then you can also go on with the avoda. So my answers. And how do we, in fact, we know that we would do that? How do we know that we would throw the blood if all we had extant is Yoseres HaKoven and Shtei Klayos? Heich Yamina Dizarkinan, where do we even see that you throw the blood on their behalf? Minikhtani, because of the fact that the Brisa said, Uve Mincha, if all you have is the Mincha in a state of Tahara, Afi Shekula Kayamis Lo Yizuk, even though all of the Minchas around, you don't throw the blood. That's telling you, Minchu Delo, the Mincha that doesn't permit you to throw the blood. But if what you have left over is the liver and the two kidneys, you do throw the blood. We know how we know that those two permit you to throw the blood. Rabbi Yochanan himself answered, because the pasuk says in that pasuk, "Mizarak hakohen es adam v'hiktir achelev l'reach nichoach." So since it says there, "L'reach nichoach," kol shatamal l'reach nichoach, anything that you're going to offer up to create a nice smell is included in what will allow you to do the Zarak HaSadam, to throw the blood. The Pasuk had to say both Chelev and Reach Nichoach. Because Reach Nichoach, Chelev, having a Chelev in, Yoseres HaKavod Shtei HaKloyos Lo. If the Torah would have only said Chelev, would have thought it's the fat that goes on the stomach, but not the extra liver or the extra part of the liver or the two kidneys. That's because of Rechmanu Reach Nichoach. That's Hashem to say that which creates a nice smell. Because of Rechmanu Reach Nichoach, if Hashem would only say Reach Nichoach, Havamina, Kol Olam Reach Nichoach, everything that goes and creates a nice smell. Afilu Mincha, even the flour and oil and the wine libations. That's Rechmanu Chelev. That's Hashem also said Chelev. It has to be something which is part of the body of the carbon and not the Mincha, which is not part of the body of the carbon. All right, again, the big concept here is that when you have the nation Tamei, now we have the rule of Tuma, Hutra B'tzibur, even though you can't bring in a carbon Pesach in a state of Tuma, the whole community is Tamei, you could. So now the Mishnah gives different examples of what does it mean, the whole community. Says the Mishnah, Nitmakal, if all the Jews became Tame, Aruba, or the majority of the Jewish community became Tame, but the Kohanim are Tahor. The vessels of the Beis HaMikdash are Tahor. Doesn't matter, since most of the bringers of the carbon are Tame, we drop the laws of Tame. Everybody can become Tame now in doing this carbon. Oh, so you're kind of to me. Let's say the Jews are all Tahor, but all the Kohanim are Tame. I call Tahorim. And Yasu B'Tumah. Again, everybody can go ahead and become Tame and bring the carbon in a state of Tumah. However, if Nitma Miyotakol, Nitma Miyotakol, but if only a minority of the Jewish community are Tame, and the majority are Tahor, and the Kohanim are Tahor, Hator and Osin Esarishon, then we say only a minority, fine. So you can't bring it on Pesach Rishon. The majority, they do the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon in the state of Tahara. But me and Osin Esasheni, and this minority that are Tame, they have to delay and do Pesach Sheni. But I'm going to look at a brisa that adds to the Mishnah. Hareisho Yisrael Tame. If all the Yisraelim are Tame, and the Kohanim and the Klei Sharis are Tahorim, and you're going to do it a bit Tumah. Osho Yisrael Tahor. Let's say all the Yisraelim are Tahor. But all the Kohanim and all the Klisharis, all the vessels, all the knives are Tame. And you do it again in Tumah. I feel Yisrael of Kohanim Tahor. And even if all the Yisraelim and all the Kohanim are Tahor, but all the Klisharis are Tameim, all the knives are Tame, all the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash are Tame, then Yasu B'Tumah, then they do everything in a state of Tumah. Shein Karban Tzibur Chol. You can't divide up a communal sacrifice. Once there's a permission to do Tumah, to do the communal sacrifice in a state of Tumah, the law that you should avoid Tumah in Beis HaMikdash is dropped, and everybody can go ahead and do it, and they can become Tameh while doing it. Amar Rav Chisda said, we say that the knives are reason to create this heter of Tumah Huchu B'Tzibur, or create this heter of Tumah Tchuyu B'Tzibur, as we see. Well, Shanu, I only think that that's true. El Shenitma Asakim B'Tameh Meis. The knife touched an avatuma, and he was an avatuma because he was in the same room as a dead body, or he touched a dead body. There's a special law about knives. Hashem said about metal, chalal cherev, a person who touches the sword that touched the corpse, or if he touches a corpse. So that tells you that at night, normally when you have tuma and it touches something else, the next thing is a lower level. So let's say an avatuma touches a person. The person now becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. The exception to this rule is this example, a knife. Metal sustains and continues the level of the Tumah of what it touched. So, Cherev Areu Kechala. A knife has the same status as the dead body. Cherev Areu Kechala. A knife has the same status as the dead body. Therefore, the Kamatame L'Gavra D'Me'ikara. Therefore, it makes the person as tame. Then says the chal cherev kachalo become a tame legavra. The knives are going to make the people tame. Because since the knives are avatuma, so they're going to make all the people into rishon l'tuma. So since there's no way to shecht karbanos without using knives, so they're going to be using knives. The knives are going to make them all tame. Therefore, the meikar kimesavid, the tumasaguf, the karis kamesavid. So now, if everybody dealing with the karban is touching the knives, they're all now rishon l'tumas because they all touched avatumas. So now they're going to be people who are tame, and they're going to have to eat the karban this night. So you're going to have the karban being eaten by people who are tame, which is the worst way. The worst thing in terms of a karban is that a person who's tame eats a karban. That's a chi of karis, but that's going to have to happen. Once that's going to have to happen, that's it. We drop all the laws of tumah. Aval, however, if the knives only became tame by touching shratzen, so now they don't have a status of an avatuma, because charev areu kachal is only a law in tumas meis. So now all the knives are rishon l'tuma. Rishon l'tuma doesn't have the ability to make a person tame. A rishon l'tuma can make the meat of the karban tame. So now all the meat of the karbanos is tame, but the people are not tame. The gavra lo mitamile, the people handling the knives are not tame. So now, Tahorin Ovid says, now you don't have the right to drop everything. We'll say, keep the service done with people who are Tahor. Tmeim lo Ovid, and Tmeim should not do the service. And Tameim shouldn't be able to eat either. Because Mutaviyachlu Tumas Basar Balah, let this meat, which is Tameh, be eaten by Tahorin. And let the Avoda be done by Tahorin. Yochal Basar B'Tumas Aguf. We don't want to have people who are Tameh eating meat. Shuba Kares, because that's a Chiyuv Kares. Whereas, if you have meat which is Tameh being eaten by people who are Tahor, they themselves are not Tameh. They don't become Tameh from the meat, because the meat is only a Sheni L'Tumah. You have a lower prohibition. You only have a lav, just a prohibition. Amar Kasav Rav Chizkiya. You see, the Rav Chizkiya holds Tumah Dechuya Yibet Tzibur. That when we overrule Tumah, we're still thinking about how to minimize the sin. That's also the view of Rav Yitzchak. Tumah Dechuya Yibet Tzibur. So again, according to Rav Chizkiya, when we have Tumah versus the communal carbon, there are two ways to understand it. You can have Tumah Hutcha Bet Tzibur. We saw before, many Tanaim hold that. Tumah Hutcha Bet Tzibur. The Tumah is completely permitted because the whole community is Tameh. Or you can say, no, you had to go ahead with the service, but the Tumah is being pushed aside by the community. Chizkiya holds that the Tumah is being pushed aside. So if the knives are Tameh with Tumas Mace, with an Av of Tumas Mace, and then the handling of the knife makes the people involved into a Rishon L'Tumah, okay, so then all the people now are Tameh. You have to have people, Tameh people, eating the carbon. You don't have the choice. Everybody can become Tameh. But if the knives are only a Rishon L'Tumah, they're not an Av L'Tumah of Tumas Mace. The knives themselves are only a Rishon L'Tumah. So now the meat that they touch becomes a Sheni L'Tumah. The people handling them don't even become Tameh. So now you're not going to allow Tameh people to eat this meat. Because, yeah, there is Tumah, and we are overruling the norms of Tumah. But let's keep it as minimal as possible. Let's have it a prohibition of a lav. The Tameh meat gets eaten. Let's not do a prohibition with kares, people who are Tameh eating karbanos. Rava Amar, Rava disagreed. He said, Afilu Tmeim Nami Avdi. Even if the knives are only a Rishon L'Tumah, we would let Tmeim do the service and eat the karban, my taima, because of the Xeris HaKasim. The pasuk says, "Va'ad basar she'igah b'chol tameh lo ye'achal." Meat of a carbon that touches something tameh cannot be eaten. Va'ish yisar, if you have to burn that meat. And then the pasuk goes on, "Va'ad basar," and the meat of carbonos called tzar yochal basar. The tzahorim are the ones who can eat the meat of carbonos. The pasuk says the tzahorim eat the carbonos, and the pasuk says if the basar becomes tameh, then you burn it. So therefore, you see that there's a linkage between these two laws. Kalechad lo karina be'va'ad basar she'igah b'chol tameh lo ye'achal. Wherever we don't have the rule that the meat that touches the Tameh cannot be eaten, right? Because in Tumah Dechuya Bet Tzibur, if the Tameh knives are touching the meat, you still eat the meat. So therefore, when we wouldn't say the Tameh meat can't be eaten, we say Tameh meat could be eaten, then also, lo kriyim b'vav basar kol tar yochal basar. We also don't say that it has to be people who are tar eating the meat. It could be people who are Tameh eating the meat. Kol eichad lo kriyim b'vav basar she'igah b'chol Tameh lo ye'achal. When we have the pasuk that meat that touches anything Tameh cannot be eaten, we don't have Tumah Dechuya Bet Tzibur, that's when we would say, Karina Bey, that's when we would say, Vabasar Kol Tzar Yochal Basar. That's when we would say that Tahorim can eat the meat. Itmar, we learned, Reisha Yisrael, Mechza Tahorid, Umechza Tzmein. Okay, so till now we learned that if you have a majority of the Jewish people Tameh, then you bring the karban in a state of tumah on Erev Pesach. What happens if you don't have a majority? The Jews are 50-50, exactly 50-50. 50% of the Jews are tameh, and 50% of the Jews are tohar. Reisha Yisrael mechza tohar, mechza tmei. 50% are tameh, 50% are tohar. What do we do now? Rav Amar, Rav says, mechza, mechza kirov. 50-50 is like a majority. If you had you don't have a minority. You don't have a minority. You have 50% of the Jews are Tameh. That's as if you have the majority of the Jews Tameh. So you can go bring karbanos. So now, the amount that's Tameh is 50%, the amount that's Torah is 50%. So both are going to be considered a majority. It's considered that you have a majority that's Tameh, they bring karbanos, and it's considered that you have a majority that's Torah, who do not bring karbanos in a state of So they also bring karbanos. So basically, each side will do its thing. The tzmeim will do their thing, and the Tzohorim will do their thing. We're not going to say that the Tzohorim should allow themselves to become Tamei, because you don't have a majority that's Tamei. From their point of view, the majority is Tzohorim. And the Tmeim, they're allowed to go do the Karbanos on Erev Pesach, because from their point of view, they're 50%. Since they're 50%, they're like more, they're like a majority, so they can go do their Karbanos on Erev Pesach. Rav Kahana disagrees. Rav Kahana says, Mechzal Mechzalino Kirov. 50-50 is not a majority. Neither is a majority. Each one is 50-50. Rav Mechzal Mechzal Kirov. Rav says 50% means you're not a minority. If you're not a minority, you're already a majority. So therefore, you know, the 50% that are Tzahar, they view themselves as the majority of the nation is Tzahar. So they do it in Tzahar. They can't allow themselves to become Tzahar. The 50% that are Tzahar view themselves that the majority of the nation is Tzahar. So they go do the Avodah in a state of Tzahar. And they eat it. These do it by themselves and these do it by themselves. I'm not going to say over here, in Karban, Sibur Chaluk. That's only when you have a majority that's Tzahar. Then everybody can go ahead and become Tzahar. But here, it's 50-50. So these do themselves and these do themselves. Rav Kahana Amar, no, Mechzal Mechzalino Kirov. And when you have 50-50, neither is a majority. And therefore, Tzahorin Osin Asarishon. The Tzahorin, they do it Berishon. They do it on Erev Pesach. That's fine. You don't have a majority here that's Tamei. They can do it on Erev Pesach. Tzahorin Osin Asasheni. The Tzahorin, though, are not a majority of Tamei. So since they're not a majority Tamei, so then it's like any other Tamei. You can't do it. And when you have a minority that's Tamei, they can't do it on Erev Pesach. They do Pesach Sheni. Ikudami. Now, a different version of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana holds Mechza, Mechza, Eno Kirov. So it's 50-50. Neither group is a majority. Tzahor no Sinas Arishon. Those who are Tzahor, they do Pesach Rishon. Because there's no majority of Tameh. And now turning to Ayin Testament Beis. Utsmeim. There's a bunch of Kahana, the 50% that are Tameh. Eno Sin Loas Arishon, Loas Hasheni. They can't do Pesach Rishon, nor do they do Pesach Sheni. Rishon lo'avdi, they can't do Pesach Rishon, they can't do an Erev Pesach. The lo'havu ruba, because it's not a majority that are Tamei. Only a majority of Tamei could be doing it on Betulah. The Sheni lo'avdi, they can't do it on Pesach Sheni. The lo'havi mi'uta, because they're also not a minority. A minority could do on Pesach Sheni, but they're not a minority. So therefore they can't do Pesach Sheni. They don't do anything. They don't have any. They don't bring Karban Pesach that year. So now the Gemara tries to prove who's right from our Mishnah. So now we look at our Mishnah. Nitma kol, if the Jews are all Tamei, or Rubor, or the majority of the Jews are Tamei, or Shoyar Kohanim Tameim, or if the Kohanim are Tamei, Makol Torim and the Jews are Tzahar, Yaseh B'Tumah, then you do it in a state of Tumah. So what does it say? Either all the Jews Tamei, or the majority of the Jews Tamei. That sounds like. If the majority of the Jews are Tameh, then you can bring the carbon in a state of Tumah. Avopalgo palgo, but if it be 50-50, oh Avdi Berisha. You can't bring the carbon in a state of 50-50. The 50% that are Tameh cannot bring the carbon on Erev Pesach. Kashi l'Rav, that should disprove Rav, because Rav holds that even 50% are Tameh, you can bring the carbon on Erev Pesach. Avopalgo, Rav will answer you like this. Ruba, if the majority are Tamei, Avdi Kulu B'Tumah. So then, if the majority are Tamei, then they can do the whole thing in a state of Tumah. I will tell you, Ruba, if it's a majority or a Tamei, then everybody goes into that, everybody becomes Tamei. Everybody can become Tamei with them. The Mishnah didn't mention 50-50, because in Palgo, Palgo, it's 50-50, what did Rav hold? Then halalu osan latzman, halalu osan latzman. Then those who are tahor do it on them on their own, and those who are tamei do it on their own. Since they don't all do it all together, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying everybody can become tamei if it's a majority that are tamei. It's not saying that if it's 50-50, that those who are tamei don't do it. Because the Gemara the star, but actually the Mishnah actually works well with Rav. The Tani Sefer goes on to the end of the Mishnah where it says, nitma miyud akol. If a minority of the community is Tamei, then Tzahorin Osin as Harishon, the Tzahorin do the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, on Erev Pesach, Utzmein Osin as Hasheni, and the Tzmeim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Sounds like Miyudu Da'avdi B'Sheni. The minority would be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Avopalga upalga. But if it's 50-50, well, then you don't push them off to Pesach Sheni. What do? Now they're Avdi Barishon. And if it's 50-50, even that 50% that's Tameh does it on Pesach Rishon. Just all those last ones. These do it by themselves. These do it by themselves. And second, if the Mishnah works so well with Rav, Elakash Rav Kahana. Now the Mishnah is a disproof of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana will tell you like this. Nitnu miyadako. If the minority of the community is Tameh, then Tohor Nosin is Harishon, then Tohor Ndu, Pesach Rishon, and the Tameh, which are minority, Osin is Hasheni, they do Pesach Sheni. That's what the Mishnah said. Papalgo, palgo. But if it's 50-50, then you don't have Pesach Sheni, but rather Tohor Nosin is Harishon, the Tohorin will do Pesach Rishon. Aval Tameh, but the Tameh may not Osin, Osin is Harishon, Osin is Hasheni. Tameh won't do anything. That's fine according to the second version of Rav Kahana. Atena Chalishna Basra Rav Kahana. That's fine according to the second version of Rav Kahana. El Achlishna Dam Rav Kahana. But according to the first version of Rav Kahana, who said that when you have 50-50, Tzahorim Osin Es HaRishon. The Tzahorim do Pesach Rishon. Utzmeyin Osin Es HaSheni. And the Tzmeyim do Pesach Sheni. Now, Ma'ikal HaMeima, what are you going to say? Right, according to this other version of Rav Kahana, that the Tohorim, when it's 50-50, the Tohorim do Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim do Pesach Sheni, what's it going to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to imply only a Pesach Sheni if you're a minority, not if you're 50%. Amal Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana will tell you like this, V'adin da'afilu pa'al pa'al ganami Torah nosin es HaRishon, Tmeim nosin es HaSheni. Even with our Mishnah, if it's 50-50, the Tmeim will do Pesach Sheni. Aye, the Mishnah doesn't mention that. The Mishnah says if the minority are Tameh, they do Pesach Sheni. Implying if it's 50-50, they don't do Pesach Sheni. No, that's not what it's saying. It's saying if the minority are Tameh, they do Pesach Sheni. If it's 50-50, they would also do Pesach Sheni, those who are Tameh. I took Tani Miyad HaKal, the fact that the Mishnah only mentioned minority, why didn't it mention 50-50? I'll tell you. I didn't Tani Reisha Rubo, since in the beginning it's talking about a case with the majority are Tameh, it says if the majority are Tameh, then those who are Tameh do even Pesach Rishon. So Tani Nami Seif HaMiyuto, so in the Seif it says, but if it's not a majority that are Tameh, if it's a minority that are Tameh, then they do Pesach Sheni. The truth is even 50-50 would do Pesach Sheni. The reason why 50-50 wasn't mentioned was because the beginning of the Mishnah was talking about a majority and a minority. So the end of the Mishnah also talked about minority and a majority. But really 50-50 would be the same law. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavasei Dirav, and Tanya Kavasid Rav Kahana Kitrei Lishni. We have three brisos. One brisa is like Rav. One brisa is like the first version of Rav Kahana. And one brisa is like the second version of Rav Kahana. Tanya Kavasid Rav, we have a brisa like Rav. Oh, Yisrael, Mechzat Tahorin, Umechzat Tmein. If the Jews are 50% Torah and 50% Tameh, Halalu Osin La'atzman. They all do it on Pesach Rishon, the Tahorim in their shift, and the Tmeim in their shift. That's like Rav. The 50% use itself as a majority, so the Tmeim can do it, because from their point of view, they're a majority. The Tahorim also can do it on their own. They don't have to bring in with the Tmeim, because they view themselves as a majority. Tanya Krishna Kamadu Rav Kahana. And we have a Bryce like the first version of Rav Kahana. Reisho Yisrael Mechza Tahorim Mechza Tmeim. If the Jews were 50% Tahor and 50% Tameh, Tahorin Osin Es HaRishon, the Tahorim, they do Pesach Rishon. The Tmeim Osin Es HaSheni, the Tmeim cannot do Pesach Rishon because they are not a majority, they're only 50%. So they do Pesach Sheni. That's like the first version of Rav Kahana. And now, Tanya, we have a Braisa, Kalishna Basra to Rav Kahana, like the last version of Rav Kahana. Braisa says, if the Jews were 50% Tahor and 50% Tameh, Tahor and Osin Es HaRishon, 50% that are Tahor do Pesach Rishon. Tameh, and that 50% that are Tameh, ain't Osin, Lois HaRishon, Lois HaSheni. They can't do Pesach Rishon because they're not a majority that are Tameh. They also don't do Pesach Sheni because they're not a minority that is Tameh. They end up doing nothing. Not Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni, and that's like the second version of Rav Kahana. So now, again, Rav and Rav Kahana are on a run. They can't go against Brisos. So now the Gemara is going to try to resolve these different ideas with the different Brisos. The Rav, who holds that when it's 50-50, they both do it on Pesach Rishon. The Lishnah Basad Rav Kahana, who holds when it's 50-50, one group does it, the Tahorim do it at Berishon, and the Tameim don't do it at all. What's he going to do with the Brice? What are they going to do with the Brice? Which says, when it's 50-50, Tahorim Osmas are Rishon, the Tahorim do the Rishon, with Tameim is Hasheni, and the Tameim do Pesach Sheni. That doesn't work with Rav, because Rav would say, Elu Osan Latzim, Elu Osan Latzim, each one should do on their own. And it doesn't work with Rav Kahana's second version, because Rav Kahana's second version is that when you have 50% that are Tamei, they don't do it at all. Here it says that they do Pesach Sheni. So, how are they going to explain this Braisa? So they'll explain that the Braisa is talking about the following scenario. The population of Jews is 50% Tor, 50% Tamei. But how do you get to that? Because you're adding the women. That's how you got to 50% Tamei. You had to add the women to get to 50% Tamei. So, if you didn't have women in the picture, it would be majority Tahorim. If you don't have women in the picture, it's majority Tahorim. Because the men, most of the men are Tahor. It's only a minority that are Tamei. If you have women in the picture, it's 50-50. The Kasavar, Nashim Berishon Rishus. So therefore, women... Tana holds that women they only have an option to do Pesach. They are not obligated in Karban Pesach, they have the rishus to do Karban Pesach. So therefore, Tal Nashim Itmeim. So now, since women are only optionally obligated, so really what do you have a situation here? You have a majority and a minority. Majority are Tor and a minority that are Tamei. Since you have really, what it's really here is a situation of majority and minority. That's why Havalu Tmeim Yuta, the Tmeim are only a minority. Whenever you have most being Tor and a minority that are Tamei, Miyuta Yutchulu Pesach Sheni. So that Miyut gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So that's why, even if you hold when it's 50-50, you would bring it on Pesach Rishon. But when it's 50-50, those who are Tamei wouldn't do it at all. This is not a scenario 50-50. This is said 50-50 because they're counting the women. But you really shouldn't be counting the women because the women are only a rishus. So therefore, it's really a case of majority-minority. Majority-minority, the majority does Pesach Rishon and the minority goes to Pesach Sheni. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue at this point tomorrow.